Anchorage is one of the only cities in North America dependent on a glacier for most of its drinking water. The Aklutna Glacier also provides about 15% of the city's electricity in the form of hydropower. And it's an ideal outdoor laboratory for an intrepid group of Alaska Pacific University students who are working to answer one very important question: how long will the glacier last? APRN's Annie Feit dropped in on their research project for an afternoon and has this story.
The first thing you learn about glacier research is that there's a lot of shoveling involved, especially after a record snow winter. It doesn't look like easy work, but glaciologist Louis Sass is a shoveling machine, flinging pristine snow out of a rapidly expanding snow pit.
Even when it never melts, it gets to be the consistency of sort of really strong styrofoam once you get down maybe 6 or 8 feet.
It may be a tough job, but it comes with a view. The white glacier sprawls out around Sass. It looks kind of like a huge lake covered by a giant fluffy marshmallow, rimmed by sharp peaks. It's stunning. Mike Loso is the Alaska Pacific University professor leading the Aklutna Glacier research.
You know, if you look around, you understand why the guys at the water treatment plant that work for Anchorage Water and Wastewater Utility, they say they have the best job in the world because, you know, there's water treatment guys in New York and everywhere else in the country that have to deal with these foul, nasty rivers and make them into drinking water. And the guys here just have to turn this into drinking water. They just have to figure out how not to screw it up.
Those guys at the water treatment plant and the power plant are funding part of this research. They want to know how much water they can expect from the glacier in the years ahead. Like most glaciers in Alaska, the Aklutna Glacier is shrinking rapidly. So 6 years ago, Loso started bringing his Alaska Pacific University students out into the field to study the problem. They spend 3 weeks each May camping on the glacier, skiing to several research plots to gather data. On this afternoon, that means weighing cake-sized pieces of snow sliced from the wall of the snow pit.
Nice one, Trevor. That's a nice one.
He's the man.
Student Trevor Golden slides the snow into a Ziploc bag. Abe Meyerhofer weighs it with a portable scale.
280?
280.
These precise measurements will help the team determine how much snow has accumulated on the glacier this winter. They also need to figure out how much it will melt this summer. So another group of students is getting ready to plant a 20-foot aluminum stake in the glacier. But first, they need to tunnel a deep hole into the dense snow to make a pocket for the stake. And that requires a special tool.
Who wants to use a steam drill?
Junior Haley Williams volunteers. This is her first science expedition on the glacier, and she jumped at the chance to take the course.
I'm an earth science major, and I have a fascination with glaciers and volcanoes. So I'm trying to figure out which I like better. So figured I'd come out here and give this a shot and see if I have what it takes to be a glaciologist.
Right now, that means learning to use the steam drill with a small team of students.
We'll turn this on to turn the propane on, and then we'll just push this button like that.
The contraption looks like a miniature fireman's hose with a pointy nozzle that will shoot steam into the snowpack to drill the hole. Professor Jason Geck gives instructions as they fire it up.
Okay, so you can just stick it out, and I'm just going to shoot water in the air from just by getting all the water out of the line.
Yeah.
And you can probably go ahead and just keep it vertical.
Go for
yep,
it.
Yep, keep it vertical.
As soon as the hose hits the snow, the drill goes silent.
Some music playing for this moment.
In a few short minutes, the hole is drilled. When the pole is planted, they'll come back to this spot during the fall to see how much more of it is exposed to measure snow melt. Mike Loso says all of the measurements his students are taking on the glacier are working towards one objective.
And the goal is to sort of reduce this snowpack numerically to what we call water equivalent, which is if you melted all the snow we got this winter, how much water would you get? Because that's really, there's a lot of interesting things here, but that's the most interesting thing to the utilities is how much water they're getting out of this glacier and how that's changing.
The research project shows even though the glacier is shrinking, Anchorage will be able to draw water and power from it for at least the next century. And even once it's gone, the mountains will still feed water into Aklutna Lake. But until then, the amount of yearly melt the utilities can expect from the glacier will change. And Loso says the long-term prognosis is for less water.
Does that mean we don't have electricity or there no water comes out of the tap? No. But it does mean that an exceptional source of super clean, really cheap water for both the water and the power utilities is going to have to be augmented by what are likely to be more expensive sources of water and electricity.
Loso says it will eventually matter to Anchorage residents in their pocketbooks, and that reality will seep in slowly over several decades. For now, though, Loso's team is getting ready to place the giant stake in the hole they tunneled with the steam drill.
Yeah, let's get it vertical, and then we'll all kind of let it go at the same time. Oh, okay, everybody good? That's the way it's supposed to go in. There we have it.
When they're done, only a small piece of aluminum is sticking out of the glacier. When they come back later this fall, they'll be able to see how much snow has melted. Loso says he personally is hoping for a hot summer, which would mean lots of melt, but the glacier would prefer it stayed cold. For APRN, I'm Annie Feit.